राधे
जगद्गुरु कृपालु परिषद प्रेजेंटिंग चेंज योर थॉट्स चेंज योर लाइफ पॉडकास्ट फॉर अ बेटर एग्जिस्टेंस।
What is prayer? It is said that it is a conversation with God. Bhagavan se vartala. It is a fellowship with an ideal companion. Every religion, people pray. सब तरह की प्रार्थना तो करते हैं। नॉट ओनली पीपल हु आर बिलीवर्स इन गॉड बट मेनी अ टाइम्स वी फाइंड इवन एथियस्ट्स प्रे व्हेनेवर दे आर इन मेस हैविंग सम प्रॉब्लम इन लाइफ. Then even people who don't believe, they end up praying. I'm sure the football team, whoever is there, they must be praying. They may not pray other times, but yes, please God help us. We want to win this. We have to. So everybody prays from time to time. Does God listen to our prayers? You often wonder, don't you? Some people say, yes, yes, he has listened to my prayers, he always listens. I can tell you so many miracles of my life. And some people say, kabhi kabhi sunte hain. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. And we also have a lot of people who have prayed in times of need and their prayer has not been answered. They were asked to pray and the prayer wasn't answered. Therefore, they became total disbelievers. I remember long time back in Leicester, a father asked his daughter to pray before the exams. We always do that. My child is your exam. You must pray today. Today you must pray. Okay, and she did. And she ended up failing. So, the next time her dad asked her to pray, she said, no way. Last time I prayed, I failed. However, we find divine personalities like the mother saying that every sincere prayer is granted. And every call is answered. Now you obviously have your doubts. Every sincere prayer granted? I don't think so. Well, these divine personalities cannot be wrong. They are talking from experience. So we have to learn. Learn what is prayer and how to pray. There are certain very important things to understand before we go about praying and then doubting and disbelieving. This keeps on going on. That's because we do not know. Now, broadly, prayer falls into two categories. One is selfish prayer and the other is unselfish prayer. Sakam prarthana or nishkam prarthana. ये दो प्रकार की प्रार्थना है। तो सबसे पहले हम लोग सकाम प्रार्थना को समझते हैं, सेल्फिश प्रेयर्स। दिस वी कैन वेरी वेल आइडेंटिफाई विद, बिकॉज 99% पीपल इन दिस वर्ल्ड हैव सेल्फिश प्रेयर्स। आई वॉन्ट गिव मी दिस prayers for health, wealth, beauty, etc., etc. These are all selfish prayers. And I'm sure our beloved Krishna must be tired of them. These are the prayers he's used to, most people. Let us reflect upon the first fact. You all heard about destiny yesterday. Some of you were there. Destiny is our own actions performed with the freedom of will. These are impressions of our own actions. And it is also said, avashyameva bhoktavyam kritam karma shubha shubham. Whatever you do, good or bad, you have to work out the consequences of your own actions. What you sow, you will reap. Therefore, it is also said, Hani labh jivan marana yash apayash. Very hard. Life is two sides of a coin, according to what? Karmas or actions we have performed. Ek taraf hani, loss hai, aur ek taraf profit. Ek taraf jivan hai, dusri taraf marna, ye bhi nishchit hai. Aur ek taraf yash hai, fame, and the other side is defame. And we will have to go through that. Kaha munis himavant suno, जे विधि लिखा लीलार देव दनुज नर नाग मुनि को न मेटनहार। यू मे गो टू एस्ट्रोलॉजर्स, यू मे गो टू टैंट्रिक्स, यू कैन गो टू एनीबडी, बट वॉट एवर हैज बीन डिस्टिंक्ट फॉर यू इन दिस पर्टिक्युलर लाइफ विच इज the sum total of your own karmas, you have to work them out. Nobody is going to change that. Don't you know of that? We often say that in our day-to-day lives without realizing that it has a very deep meaning. I'm definitely going to be there. Dead sure. Why dead sure? Because there is nothing as sure as death. It has been decided. The moment the person is in the womb, certain things are pre-decided and nothing is going to change that. Aap logon ne suna hoga ki Abhimanyu kitni choti umar mein mara gaya, unki patni 16 saal mein vidhva ho gayi. 16 saal mein. अभिमन्यु का बाप कौन था जानते हैं? गीता ज्ञानी अर्जुन इज अ सेंट, नो डाउट अबाउट दैट, अ डिसेंडेंट सेंट। नर नारायण के अवतार हैं अर्जुन। और शादी किसने कराई? कौन सा पंडित था? कोई ऑर्डिनरी पंडित नहीं था, भगवान का अवतार वेद व्यास, 18 पुराण लिखने वाले, महाभारत ग्रंथ लिखने वाले, वेदों को चार भाग में बांटने वाले, वेदांत लिखने वाले वेद व्यास। उनको पता नहीं था, सब पता था। शादी करते समय पता था कि अभिमन्यु मरेगा। और मामा जी कौन है पता है? अभिमन्यु के मामा कौन थे? श्री कृष्ण भगवान। तीन तीन इतने बड़े बड़े पर्सनालिटीज, और अभिमन्यु को जिंदा नहीं किया? पूछिया, अरे जिंदा करना तो छोड़ो, तीनों वहीं थे, मरने ही क्यों दिया? आप बताइए। लेकिन हम लोग तो करते हैं, हम लोग करते हैं त्र्यंबकम् यजामहे सुगंधिम पुष्टिवर्धनम्, उसको रिपीट करते रहेंगे। इससे ठीक है, वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू वेस्ट आवर टाइम इन अदर टॉक, बट इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू चेंज द मोमेंट ऑफ डेथ, दैट इज एब्सोल्युटली श्योर। यू ऑल्सो नो दैट द डिसेंशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम बीइंग लॉर्ड राम, He himself is there and his father dies. His father died, didn't he? And what did he do? He just behaved as we do, looking pretty sad about it. And he conducted the ceremonies that were needed. That's it. Why couldn't he bring him back to life? He's all powerful, isn't he? So that obviously means there is a factor of destiny. It's not total. There is some part which is predestined. And do you know what you pray for all the time is mostly predestined? What is written in our destiny? The Hitopadesh says, Ayu karma cha vittancha vidya nidhanameva cha panchaitanyapi srijyante garbhasthasyaiva deena. गर्भ में ही ये निश्चित था हमारी आयु कितनी होगी, हमको धन कितना मिलेगा। यही तो मुसीबत है, इसी के चक्कर में सारी दुनिया है, पैसा पैसा। हरे राम तो लोगों ने करना छोड़ दिया है, देयर इज एन इको, हरे पैसा 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 हरे हरे, वो ज्यादा चल रहा है। इसी लॉटरी टिकट खरीदते रहते हैं, सबकी नहीं निकलती, चाहते तो सभी है हमारी लॉटरी निकले, किसी की क्यों निकली? वेरी लकी नहीं, ये तो लिखा हुआ था पिछले जन्म में उसने कुछ दान पुण्य किया तो अभी लॉटरी लग गई। एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स क्विक मनी, बट सम पीपल गेट इट। टू पीपल डूइंग द सेम बिजनेस, वन इज गोइंग इनटू लॉसेस वेरी बैडली एंड वन इज मेकिंग मनी। So wealth is predetermined, this intelligence to a considerable degree is predetermined, death is predetermined. And these are the things we often pray for. So you're saying God cannot do anything about that? Yes, although God is all powerful. I tell you the truth. You could write a whole book of what he cannot do. You must be surprised to hear that. There are certain spiritual laws which he will not break. This is one of them, but there is a subsection there. He can reduce the span of your bad karmas and make it very short. He can do that. He does it for some people, not for everybody. He can reduce the span. Just as, you know, a whole lifetime can be, you often see the whole life of a person on a film, 3-hour film. Isn't the whole life shown? It's been reduced to 3 hours, isn't it? So if God desires, he can reduce our karma and make it shorter. He can reduce the span. Now, you're happy to know that. That's what we want. And that's why we pray. Can he not do that for me? Yes, he can. But you have to listen further to find out whether he will do it for you or not. Let me ask you a question. Do you stop somebody? Suppose you don't have a car, or you are a poor person. Does that person stop somebody on the street? Hey, come on, listen to me a second. Yes, what is it you want? Can you give me a Rolex watch? I don't have a watch. And I like that diamond ring on your finger. Can you give it to me? And I don't have a car either. आई वुड लाइक टू हैव योर कार, तो क्या बोलेगा? पागल है, दिमाग खराब है, जान ना पहचान खड़ा कर दिया, अपनी गाड़ी दे दो, अपनी घड़ी दे दो, लगता है कोई पागल है, पागल खाने से बाहर निकला, यही तो कहेगा ना। यू वुडंट डू दैट। इन द सेम वे दिस इज एग्जैक्टली व्हाट मोस्ट पीपल आर डूइंग विद गॉड। दे हैव एब्सोल्युटली नो रिलेशनशिप विद गॉड, no idea, he just somebody up over there, you just tell him to do this, give you this, give you that. Do you have any relationship with him? Do you believe you belong to him? He belongs to you. Why would he do a thing for you if you do not have any feelings or love or faith in him? आप उसको अपना बाप मानते हो? आप रोज बोलते हो त्वमेव माता च पिता, त्वमेव बोलते हो, मानते हो वो बाप है? जैसे आप अपने संसारी बाप को, इन द वर्ल्ड यू एक्सेप्ट अ पर्सन एज योर फादर ऑल द टाइम। हु इज ही? इज माय फादर, या ऑल द टाइम इट्स देयर। डू यू बिलीव और एक्सेप्ट गॉड एज योर फादर इन दैट वे? नो, वी ओनली पे अ लिप सर्विस टू हिम। Then why should he really do anything for you? What for? Unless you have a relationship. For example, suppose your son is suffering from typhoid, very high fever. Just an imaginary example. I don't know how things work in this country. You probably have to go to the emergency hospital. In India, what happens? There are private doctors, right? So your son is running 106 fever. It's 12 o'clock in the night and you know your family doctor. So you rush to the doctor. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the night, knock at the door, and this man, all sleepy, comes out of bed and opens the door. Doctor, please, please, I'm in a mess. I want you to come home with me. What are you talking? I've had such a long day and a hard day. I'll come tomorrow morning. How could you come to my house at this time of the night? I'm sorry, I cannot go. Now, the moment this man hears this, I cannot go, he starts crying. I mean, he's thinking of his son back home. He could be no more in a few minutes with that high fever. So he's crying his heart out, please, 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 doctor. And he's literally falling at his feet and he's promising 4 times his charges, I'll give you what you want, but please come. Now tell me, this crying and pleading and almost falling at the doctor's feet and offering so much money, is it for the love of the doctor? It's for the love of his son. Simple and straight. The same thing we do when we just pray to God, give me this, give me that, do this for me. It's just like he is a means. He is not the end. No feelings for him. Just asking, asking. We are literally what they call not God worshippers, we are mammon worshippers, they say. Thirdly, who do you think God is? You know a few things about God, like he's all pervading, he is all knowing. आप लोग बोलते हैं ना सर्वज्ञ है, उसको सब पता है, सब पता है. तो फिर if he is all knowing, then why are you asking him? He knows. Before you even ask, he knows what you need. It is said in the Bible, thy father knoweth what things he have need of before you ask him. So simple, all the religions are telling you, he is all knowing. So by asking him, it obviously shows that we don't believe that he knows what I need, what is necessary for him, for us. It is said that every human being has 33 million desires. And you are surprised, 33 million, actually 33 million is a wrong word. The fact is, in one lifetime we have innumerable desires. five sense organs, five senses, and five organs of action and one mind. This is what we have. And the world has got millions of things offered for you to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, to touch, to love. You have desires to eat, you have desires to wear. So many desires. And you're constantly praying to God to fulfill your desires. In England, people must be praying almost every day for the weather. Please, please God, I'm going out for a holiday. Make sure the weekend is going to be good. And so often, whatever they predict about the weather on the TV, it proves out to be wrong. So you have to also pray to God, because man proves to be wrong many a times about the weather. So he's being prayed to, please make it sunny, and somebody else is praying for some other weather. Let me give you an example. A village man happened to get his two daughters married. Ek ki shadi kumhar ke saath kar di. Kumhar aap jante hai na? Potter, he makes pots. And the other daughter, he got married to a farmer. After some time, he thought, let me visit my daughters and find out how they are doing. Are they happy? Whether they need anything or not. So when he went to the daughter who was married to a potter, she said, oh yes, everything is fine, Dad, but please do me a favor. You always pray to God. I want you to pray to God to give us plenty, plenty of sunshine, because my husband has made these pots and he needs sunshine to have them dry. Otherwise, it's going to be horrendous for us. We won't be able to sell and make money. Right? I'll do that for you. Same day he went to his other daughter and he asked her how she was doing. Again, she said the same thing to him. She said, I want to pray. I want you to pray for me. What do you want, my dear? I want you to tell God to send lots of rain, because we've got fields that are drying and we badly need rain. Otherwise, the crop will be completely ruined. Now think. One hand he's going to say give sunshine, and on the other side he's going to say give rain. And we are staying in this almost the next village there. So what is God going to do? It must be so difficult. We pray for one thing one time, and then we end up praying for another thing another time. Keep changing our minds, right? At one point you want to get married, you're desperate. It's been so long, I want to have a marriage, I want to get married, get me a good young, handsome man, rich person, or a beautiful girl, whatever. And then after some time you say, I just want to be separate from this person, please help me, I want to get divorced. So we keep changing our prayers all the time. And then, let's come to the next point. Suppose our desires are actually fulfilled. Suppose God fulfills your desires. I want to be a billionaire. I want to be a minister. I want to get this, whatever it is. So once you have more and more of this wealth, this is what we want, isn't it? What will happen? Nahi ko vas janma jag mahi prabhuta paaye jahi mad nahi. Now, when you are at the present situation, occasionally you do remember your prayers. You have faith. The moment you have more of this world, what's going to happen? The pride is going to come in, and you have no time for God. You are too busy. So it brings about a fall, doesn't it? Pride is also always a reason for fall. So if we want more, we are going to end up suffering from a disease which is going to make us fall. And besides, even if you have these things, what's the eventual end? The eventual end of everything that you are praying for is that sarve chayanta nichaya. Whatever we possess in the world is one day going to be destroyed, or we'll have to leave it here, isn't it? We cannot even take a small thing as a needle with us. Nothing. We are born with this physical body, and when we leave, we mean the I, the soul leaves, then we have to leave even this body over here. If we had a chance to depart from this world with this physical body, then most of us would be dressed from head to toe with gold and diamonds. We'd take it with us. But unfortunately, or fortunately, because we can't take anything, and still there is so much crime, break-ins, people stealing, online crimes. It's dangerous, right? 300 crimes per minute online, new type of crime. That's the brain of man. So with the fact that we can't take anything with us, we have to go empty-handed, so much of crime, so much of stress. What's going to happen if we were allowed to? So everything is going to remain over here. Nobody is going to know the one who was a prime minister about 100 years back. It's all forgotten. Every penny will be left here. And of course, the karma will go with you. All the wrong karma that we've done. Patananta samuchraya. Every rise in the material world. God fulfills your wishes. There will always be a fall after that. That is the nature of the world. A rise is always followed by a fall. Thirdly, Sanyoga Vipriyogantam. Every union will be followed by a separation. Isn't that true? We all have to separate one day. A lot of our near and dear ones have departed from this world, and one day we also have to leave. So union is followed by separation, and Maranantam cha Jivanam. Birth, after birth, the one thing that is inevitable, that is sure, that is death. The moment we are born in this world, the countdown towards death starts. Countdown. 60 years of age, every day we live, a day we die. We are moving closer because that's definite. So whatever we ask for, we end up naturally in pain. There's a story in the Mahabharata of a king named Swarna Ashtivi. Not a king, that was not the king's name, that was his son's name. This king, he was once approached by the sage Narad, and Naradji said, "Do you want anything?" The king said, "I want a son." Naradji thought, "What a boon to ask for. I, a sage, am here before him." He could have asked for something eternal, something divine, something spiritual. And he's asking for a son. So Naradji says, "Okay, if that's what you want, okay. I give you a boon for a son." But the king said, "I don't want an ordinary son. I want a special son." "What? What's so special about that son?" "I want a son whose everything, whatever comes out of his body, the sweat, the urine, everything, the moment it comes out, it should become gold." This son was named Swarna Ashtivi, the one who emits gold. And Naradji ne socha iske bure din aa gaye hain. Apne aap seekh lega, samaj lega. So he had this son, and every day so much gold, imagine. A kilo, 2 kilos, whatever it was. Every day there was gold. And gradually the king had a bed of gold. He had a door of gold. And everything in his palace was all enameled with gold. And he thought, "Now it's time for me to make a whole palace of gold." Obviously the word spread around. This king just stays back in his palace. He's not gone conquering any country. Where is he getting all this gold from? And every day. So some thieves, they spied. They got into his palace to find out what is the source. Oh my God, he's got a son and a daily source of gold. So this thief went back. He went back to the group and he said, I have found out the truth. Let's kidnap this king's son. All of them, a group of 12 people, they got together, they planned the whole thing, and they kidnapped this little boy.
Thank you for joining Jagat Guru Kripalu Parishad podcast.